Good morning. Today is Friday, April 9th, 2021. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to God, the three in one, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Remind yourself that you are in God's presence. Notice how God may be speaking to you today. Let yourself dwell on a word or a phrase that catches your attention or moves your heart, and let your heart simply respond to God in prayer. Please repeat these words. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Our reading today is Romans 12, verses 1 through 12. Sisters and brothers, I beg you, through the mercy of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Don't conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your minds, so that you can judge what God's will is, what is good, pleasing, and perfect. In light of the grace I have from God, I urge each of you not to exaggerate your own importance. Each of you must judge yourselves soberly by the standard of faith God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members don't have the same function, so all of us, in union with Christ, form one body. And as members of that one body, we belong to each other. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophecy, use it in proportion to your faith. If your gift is ministry, use it for service. If you are a teacher, use your gift for teaching. If you are good at preaching, then preach boldly. If you give to charity, do so generously. If you are a leader, exercise your authority with care. If you help others, do so cheerfully. Your love must be sincere. Hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Love one another with the affection of sisters and brothers. Try to outdo one another in showing respect. Don't grow slack, but be fervent in spirit. The one you serve is Christ. Rejoice in hope. Be patient under trial. Persevere in prayer. Please repeat these words. Jesus, you are the resurrection and the life. Lord, we believe. Help our unbelief. Let us pray for each other. O God, with faces touched by the light of a new day, and hearts warmed by prayer and praise, we come before you to pray for the needs of our world. Into the light of Easter morning, we raise those who are sick, those who are afraid, those who are isolated and lonely, those who are homeless, and those who are hungry. May the light of Christ shine upon them. Into the light of Easter morning, we bring the suffering of our global community. We hold in our hearts the pain that continues for individuals and families and communities. May the light of Christ shine upon all who are suffering. And into the light of Easter morning, we bring ourselves, our fears, our struggles, our overwhelm and our confusion, our exhaustion. May the light of Christ shine upon us. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, eternal God, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and all that shall be, not only Father, but Mother of us all, may the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. May the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. May your heavenly will be done by all created beings. May your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. From the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. Glorious Lord of life, we praise you, that by the mighty resurrection of your Son, you have delivered us from sin and death and made your whole creation new. Grant that we who celebrate with joy Christ's rising from the dead may be raised from the death of sin to the life of righteousness. For he lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now, my friends, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you this week. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace.